بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله. In the previous ayats, beginning of the surah, we read where Allah Ta'ala commanded, and in fact the first command of the Quran Sharif, to make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala explained the reasoning also, that why should Allah Ta'ala's ibadat be made? He has created us, He has given us everything in detail, it was explained. And then the first prohibition was also mentioned, and that was that we do not associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. After this now, and the first part of the kalima is also La ilaha illallah, and that was established in the first ayats of the surah. The second part of the kalima, which is the basis of our deen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now Allah Ta'ala is proving the risalat, the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest proof and miracle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif is the proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And also that in the first ayats which we have read now, and the first command of the Quran Sharif, that we should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Now a person will not know how to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah Ta'ala says, we have revealed the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif spells out all how to make Allah's ibadat, what is required from us, all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, all the prohibition, how a person should live, that is now discussed. So the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has revealed it for us to follow in it. But the Kuffar of Makkah used to object to the Quran Sharif, na'uzu billah, and they used to say that it is man-made, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes it up himself, na'uzu billah. Or there were certain people by whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go, and they should teach him the Quran, and then he should come and say, it's the word of Allah Ta'ala. So to prove the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, which in turn again proves the risalat and the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. اور اگر تم شک میں ہو اس کلام سے جو اتارا ہم نے اپنے بندہ پر. And if you people have a doubt in that speech, this Quran Sharif, which we have revealed to our servant, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Then it isn't any difficult to sort out this matter. He is also a human being like you. You also are human beings. In fact, he did not get any official education anywhere. And you people are trained and have acquired education also. So just to lay out ek surat us jaisi, then just bring forth one surat like the Quran Sharif. Not the whole Quran Sharif of 114 surats, but just bring one surat like the Quran Sharif. If you say it is man-made, you are also man. So make something like that. That is a simple way. And one of the reasons that, as a famous Urdu saying goes, agar tu hi na chahe to baate hazaar hai. When you don't want to accept something, you'll make 1,001 excuses. This is not right, that is not right, not now, then, why, how, all different excuses. So one of the excuses was that the Quran Sharif came down piecemeal as the occasion arose. According to that ayat, surats were revealed. And the Torah and Injil, they said, came down as one piece. At one time, the whole Torah was revealed and given to Musa alayhi salam. The whole Injil was given at one time to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Quran should also have been given at one time, the whole Quran Sharif. Why did it come down in piecemeal? So that was one of the objections. So Allah says, if you have this objection, then make one surah like it. That if it is man-made and according to the occasion it is revealed, then you bring one surah like it. Also, as one alim was told, the objection was made that the Torah, Injil, they are all according to subject matter. And almost any book is according to subject. One subject, one chapter discusses one chapter, one subject. Then the next chapter discusses another subject. So the Quran Sharif, we will find ayats of inheritance, for example, in different places. Ayats of namaz in different places. It's not in one chapter. It is all different. So the beautiful answer he gave, that what man makes like a garden, for example, then he plants all kinds of flowers, for example, he'll plant daffodils all together in one place. Another type of flower all together, roses together, for example. Or if he's doing farming, he will do one type of farming in one place, another type of farming of some other produce in another place. But what is natural grows all mixed up. So, for example, if we go in the jungle, as on one occasion one friend pointed out to us, in one square meter how many different things were growing. So what is natural from Allah, that comes like that, all like mixed up. And what man makes, he categorizes it. So he puts it all. So that was man made. Man made the Bible and the Torah, they changed it. But the Quran Sharif, which is still today, all the, this ayat, very ayat which we are reading with regard to the revelation of the Quran Sharif, in different places in the Quran, Allah spoke about it, not in one place. It isn't all in one chapter. This is a different thing that ulama, Allah reward them. Like in fiqh, all the masalas of wudu, they put in one place. All the masalas of hajj, they put in one place. But in the Quran Sharif, it is all spread out differently. So that is the natural which comes from Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, in these ayat now, Allah is explaining the truthfulness of the Quran, which is proving the nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that the Quran Sharif spells out now how we should make the ibadat of Allah, and that also according to the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained the Quran Sharif to us, and in that way now we should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.